Okay, we're in Perek Yudbeis in Hilchos Shchita, and now we're coming up on the final three chapters of Shchita, which will bring Sefer Kedusha to an end. Basically, Perek Yudbeis is going to deal with the prohibition called Osov Es Beno, which is from the Torah. And we'll get this Perek done and probably half of Perek Gimel, which is Shiluch HaKein. And then tomorrow we'll finish off Perek Gimel and Perek Yudal. Okay, so the Rambam says in Alcha Aleph, Hashochet Osova Espino Biyom Echad Habasar Mutabachila. So if I shecht an animal, both the animal and its offspring on the same day, so it's permitted for me to go ahead and eat the meat. However, Vashochet Loke, but the person who did the Shechita gets Malka Shenemar Osova Espino Lo Shechatu Biyom Echad. Simple as that. Vein Loke El Shechita Sachron. The Malka only happens by the after shechting the second animal. The Vikachim Shachar Echad Mishneyan. That's why if I shechted, let's say, the parents, and my friend came along, shechted the offspring, then my friend would be the one to get the malchus. So Osov Esbeno is not limited to the times of the temple. It applies during every era of Jewish history, and it doesn't matter whether we're talking about animals that are set aside for use in the Beis HaMikdash or not. Bein kachim nechon, bein kachim nechon. Whether the animals might be eaten or not be eaten. Meaning, if it's kachim, that's going to be an ola, meaning it's a sacrifice that the kohanim will not partake of, right? So you could argue there's no busser to eat. It doesn't matter. You still can't shech both in the same day. That's why, let's say the case is as follows. Let's say someone shechted one animal, the parent, in the Beis HaMikdash, and the second animal shechted, let's say, the offspring outside, or vice versa. Regardless if both of them were not for the Mikdash or both were, or one was chul and one was kachim, whoever is the last person to shlita, meaning the second animal, loke gets malchus mishum oso ve'es b'no. Now it's only when I do the halachic act of shlita that the prohibition of oso ve'es b'no can express itself. Let's say, for example, I chopped off the head of one of the animals or became a nevela, then, or it's in my hands, meaning it's going to be, then I could do shchita, okay? Meaning because it's not shchita of an animal that you could produce a good shchita on. Or, for example, let's say I shechted the father animal, whatever, let's shechted the parent, and then I chopped off the head of the offspring. I will be pater from malchus. One of the three doesn't matter. Let's say a katan, someone under the age, shechs privately. So let's say a katan shechted the first animal. So then I will be allowed to shech the second animal, the offspring, for instance, in this case, because their shechita that the katan did doesn't register as a halachic shechita. So you would say the oso shechita hasn't been done yet. So therefore, the beno shechita would be mutter. Halacha hey. Now, shochet es harishon, let's say I shech the first animal, the parent, v'arehu's suffik nevela, and it's a suffik nevela. We're not sure if it's a veil or not. Also, shechot hasheni. I still can't shech the offspring. V'mishachto in a lokev. But since it's a suffik, if I shechted the second one, I would not get malchus. Halacha bo. Now, shechita she'in roi lachila shema shechita. If I shecht an animal that I can't consume its meat, it's still a good shechita, okay? Meaning, let's say, as you'll see in a second, where let's say it's usher to consume the meat. Levika harishon sheshachat chulun bazara, o trefa, o shor nisko. So let's say I shechted, let's say, for instance, an animal in the Beis HaMikdash that wasn't hektish, that wasn't set aside for Beis HaMikdash use, or I shechted trefa, which I can't eat, or shor nisko, a shor that's been condemned for skila, or egla rufa, uparaduma, or o sheshachal akum, where I shechted to an idol, Uba achron, and then someone else comes along and shechs the shachar. So sheni loket, and he shechs the second at the what do you call the offspring. He would still get malchus. V'chenim shachar arishon es echad. Let's say someone shechted the first one. Uba achron v'shachar es sheni. Right, and the second one comes along and shechs. Let's say the offspring. Right, who chulun bazaro shor niskal eglarufa paraduma, or it's any one of the above cases. Meaning you would not be able to eat the meat after shchita because it's usher to. You still would get malchus in such a case. Okay, lacha Zion. Now let's say shachta la'akum. Let's say I shechted for the purpose of idolatry, pater. Mishum oso vespino, Shereini is chayiv benafsho. So why am I putter from the Isra Oso Vespino of Latzi Malkus? Because I'm chayiv misa. I'm chayiv to get killed. Then hisrbo mishum oso vespino, below hisrbo mishum akum look it. However, which is interesting, if witnesses warn the guy that if he goes ahead and shechs this animal, he's over the prohibition of oso vespino, but they don't warn him about the prohibition of shechting it for avodah zarah, he would get malchus. Okay, alach ches. Einisr oso vespino noeg elo behema tor bavad. Now, oso vespino only applies to kosher animals. Shemar vishor oseh oso vespino lo sishkatub yamachad. And also vinod bekilayim, okay? What it called? What's going to be interesting is that it applies also to when species, literally when species, different species mate with each other. Ketzan. So tzvish abal la'ez, v'shachar ez, v'espen aloke. So let's say, for example, you have, let's say, a male deer, right, decides to have relations with a female goat, okay? And then you shecht the goat and its kid, you would get malchus. Aval ha'ez shabal la'tzvia. Let's say a male goat mates with a female deer, also lishchot oso vespino, right? I would not be allowed to shecht the female deer and its offspring. However, if I did shechita, I won't get malchus. Para uvena, when it comes to a cow and its offspring, asr Torah, that the Torah asred. However, lo tzvia uvena, but they didn't prohibit a deer and its offspring. Okay, alachates. The ha'isabas ha'tzvia zos nekeva. Let's say the offspring of this female deer is a female, the yalda bain, right? And then it gives birth to offspring. The shacharetz and the keva bas tzvia ves bina loke. So if I shech the bas tzvia, that's a female, and its kid, I would get malchus. V'chen kilayim habav min keves u min ez. Okay. Let's say I have one of these like different species mating with each other. Let's say I made it together, or let's say a sheep and a goat made it together. It doesn't matter which one's male or female. Women A's, baby keves, ima A's, baby A's, and a kipsa. Look, I would get malchus, mishum osa vespina. It doesn't matter who made it with who, I would still get malchus. Alachia, now mutalishchot esam the uberes, ubar yerech imahu. Okay, you're allowed to shecht a pregnant animal, okay? Because the fetus that's inside is considered as if it's a limb, a part of the animal itself. So you won't be over the isser of osa vespina. Vem yatsaha ubar chai, achashrita. Let's say the fetus comes out after you shecht it, v'hifris agav ekarka, and it steps onto the ground, then ain shokhto so biyomechad, you shouldn't shecht it on the same day that you shechted the mother. However, v'im shechet in aloka, if you did shecht it, you would not get malchus. Lach yod aleph, iser oso vespino noeg ben akevo, shezeb beno avada. Okay, so when it comes to the iser of oso vespino, it obviously applies to a mother, because we know for sure the child is from the mother. Let's say I know for sure that this animal is the father. I wouldn't shech the father and its kid the same day. But if I did, I won't get malchus. Because we're not sure, okay, whether the iser applies to zecharim, to male parents, and not exclusively to female parents. Alacha yubeis hashogres apara. Let's say a person shechs a cow. And then you shecht two of its offspring, lokesh ne'malkus, you get double malkus. Shachat es banea, barachach shachat hi, loke achas. Let's say I shechted two offspring, and then shechted the mother, I only get one malkus. Shachta v'es benav es ben bita, lokesh tayim. Let's say I shecht the daughter, and then the granddaughter, so to speak, I would get two malkus. Shachta v'es ben bita, barachach shachat es bas. Let's say I shechted the second generation, then went back to the first generation. Loka achas bein hu bein acher. I would only get one set of malchus. Hilach yad gimel. Shnayim shelachu shtei behemo zeh ha'ein v'zeh bas uval ledin. Let's say two people bought an animal, okay? And they go to Beis Din and split it, okay? One, the mother, and one, its offspring. And they're coming to Beis Din. Zeh shelachach rishon yishchot rishon. Masheni yamtin l'machar. So the person who purchased the animal first would do shechita first, and the second one will wait till the next day. Then kada masheni v'shachab. Let's say the second went ahead and shechted his animal first. Zacha, right? V'yamten arishan al lamachar. Then he, so to speak, wins, and he and the other guy must wait until tomorrow to shecht the animal. Okay, getting to a little bit of commerce for a second. Lach yadalit barba prokin b'shana. Right, there are four times a year hamocher behema lechavero, when someone is selling an animal to his friend. Sarach lehodil. You must let him know v'lomar lo kvar marcharti ima obita la'acher lishkot. He must inform the consumer that he sold either the mother or the daughter, right, or the offspring, to someone else for shechita. Why? So that the guy purchasing will wait, wait the day. Ve'lohein, one of these four times. Erev Yom Tov Achron Shochag, okay? So that's the day prior to the last day of Sukkot. Ve'erev Yom Tov Arishon Shel Pesach, and that is the Erev, obviously, Erev Pesach. Ve'erev Atzeres, that's the day before Shavuos, and the day before Ve'erev Rosh Hashanah, the day before Rosh Hashanah. Ke'elach HaTesvah. Now, Bedvar Morim, when does this Chumra apply? Kishiroz Zeshalachach Bachrona, right? When he sees the person who purchased it, the last purchase, meaning the second of the animals, Nechbaz Liknos is really anxious to buy this. Vayav Sofa Yom. And it's at the end of the day, Shechaschaso Shehu Shochet Ata. You can see from the way he's purchasing it, from his mannerisms, he's ready to go out and take care of the Shechita today. Avim Haya Revach Biyom. But let's say there is a lot of time left in the day, in a Sarach Lodia, right? You don't have to let him know, Shema Li Yishchad Ela Machar. So it's only if it's towards Shkia, let's say towards the end of the day of the Erev Chag, you got to let him know. Otherwise, you don't have to let him know because he could shecht it, what do you call it? He may shecht it the next day, so there's no necessity to tell him. Let's say a guy sells the mother animal to the groom and the offspring to the kala, right? Sarach lo dien, he must let them know. Because there's no question they're going to go in and shecht both on the same day. Obviously, there's many other cases where it would be important for the mocher to let the people know about the possibility of oso v'espino. Finally, Lach Yitzayin, Yom Echad Ha'amor B'oso V'espino. What does it mean the day? What's the day that has to take place between oso and then espino to make sure you're not over the Yisr? Holech Achar Laila, goes after nighttime. Ketza. Ha'reish Yishachad Rishon B'tchil Sorvi. So let's say I shecht the first animal Tuesday night, okay? Lo Yishchad Hashem Yatchil Sorvi. I have to wait till Wednesday night to shecht the second. Let's say I shechted the first animal at the end of the of Wednesday. Kod ben Ishmasos prior to Shkia, sunset. I'd have to wait until the night on a Thursday night, right, to go ahead and shecht. Shachar Rishon ben Ishmasos Shalil Chamishi. Let's say I shechted the first one during between Shkia and Seis of Thursday. Well, Yishmashin Alil Shishi, and I have to wait until after nighttime of Thursday to shecht it. But if I did shecht it during Yom Chamishi the day, I would not get malchus. Okay. Parak Gimel, we'll do a few halachas here. This is going to be Shiluach HaKain. I think we're all familiar with this. Halacha Aleph, Alokeach Eim Alabana Mishafta. If a person takes the mother with its children and shechts them, Abasar Mutar Bachila, right? The meat from the Shechita is Mutar to eat. The Lokeach Shechita Sa'im, but I would get malchus for shechting the mother. Shenemar, Lo sikacha im al habanim. You shouldn't take the mother with its kids. V'cheni mesa kodem sheshalchen aloke. So too, if the animal died before he was able to send it away, you get malchus. Im shalcha achra shalcha pater. However, if he sent it away after he took the mother, then he'd be pater from malchus. L'chabez, and the Rambam extrapolates, v'cheni kol mitzvahs lo sase. Any prohibition that exists, sheniska la'ase, that if I go ahead and do the ase, I would correct the yeser. I have to fulfill the positive. And if I don't, I will get malchus, as he's going to show you. Let's say someone comes along and takes the mother bird away, and sends her off, or let's say it goes away, it flies away without knowing about it. Shlomi daito, loke. You would still get malchus. Shneimar shaleach tishalach. Right, and you have to send it. Ad sheyishlach me'atzmo. Right, I had to send it, so to speak, myself. I did not fulfill the positive commandment. So the Isser still is there, and therefore the Malkus would kick in. Let's say, a person takes the mother with the kids, and what does he do? He clips the wings, or cuts them off so he can't fly. And then sends the bird off. So he would get rabbinical Malkus. What does he actually have to do? He has to take the mother bird that he cut the wings off of it, keep it until it grows its wings back, and then send it off. Then Mesa Kodim Lazeh, if it died beforehand, O Barchav Avda, or let's say he ran away or got lost, Lokesh, or Elokim Aseshema. He gets Malkus because he did not fulfill the positive mitzvah. Lokeh, the Ketzah Mishalei Chaim, how do you send away the mother bird? Ochez Bekanafeya Umafricha. So you hold the animal by the wings, right? And then have it fly away that way. Shalcha v'chazra, shalcha v'chazra. Let's say you send it away and it comes back. You send it away, it comes back. Afilu arba b'chamesh pa'amim. No matter how many times, chay v'shalach, shenemar shalach t'shalach. That double language indicates you must persist. Halacha vav, ha'omer harini notal sa'im. Whatever person says, I'm going to take the mother bird, u'mishalach ha'sabanim, and I'll send away the kids, chay v'shalach ha'sa'im. He must then go ahead and send away the mother. Shenemar shalach t'shalach ha'sa'im. Now, lakach ha'sabanim, let's say he took the what it called, he sent the mother away and took the kids, the hechzuran, okay, and then returned them back to the nest, hechzuran lekein, and then ba'achra chazra aim, and then the mother returns, aleihem, to take care of them, patum mishaleach. Then he no longer has to go ahead and resend the mother bird away. Shalach has to aim, let's say he sent the mother bird away, the chazar, and it returned, vitzad osa, right, and he, what it called, captures it, harezim mutter, that would be mutter. Lo asher Torah el latzud osa b'hi in the echol lefrach b'shvil banim shimi for achefes alein shelo yilkachol. Because what's the prohibition from the Torah? The prohibition of the Torah is only trapping it when she can't fly away, right? Because she is guarding her kids. They're not taken. Shneimar ba'im ruvetzetz ala efrochim, because it's resting, so to speak, on its kids. Alim otzia mitachas yado. Let's say he removed her from its from his grasp. The chazar, and then return and vitzadosa, and then he captured it. Then it will be mutter. Now shiluach ha'im, send this mitzvah sending away the mother bird. Ain't a noagel of tar. It only applies to a kosher bird. She'eno mizuman. That's always tricky. Okay, that basically is not literally means ready or at hand. Kigon yone shovach v'aliyah v'ofos. Right. For instance, you have doves that are living in these like little birdhouses, okay? The ofo shekanu bepardes, or chickens that basically are found in like a guarded area. Shemar ki yikare, okay? It's by chance you come across it. Aval mezuman could go on avazim tarnagolim v'yonim, right? But when it comes to animals that are, so to speak, not really domesticated, but are there for the taking, like let's say roosters or chickens that let's say are in a building, shekanu bepardes, like in a coop, eno chai v'shalech, not chai. It has to be happenstance. It has to be like I'm walking in the park and they come across the bird. Halacha tes, we'll do two more. Hayu afrochen mafrichen. Okay, let's say the chicks can fly. She'ena tzrichen iman. They don't need a mother anymore. O beitzim muzaros. Or let's say the eggs are not fertilized. Eno chai v'shachu. You don't have to send the mother away. Hayu afrochen trefos. Let's say the eggs are treif. Harayil ke beitzim muzaros. They're just like unfertilized eggs. Uparta mishaleach. You don't have to go ahead and send it away. Finally, we'll stop here in the Lacha Yud. Zachar Shematzer Robetz Alakain. Let's say I come across a male bird that's guarding over the nest. Pata Mashalach, I don't have to send it away. Ov Tame, if I have a non-kosher bird, Robetz Al Beitze Ov, that is watching over the, Beitze Ov Tahor, that's watching over the eggs of a kosher bird. Ov Tahor, let's say I have a kosher bird, Robetz Al Beitze Ov Tame, that's watching over treif eggs. Pata Mashalach, you don't have to send that mother bird away. Okay, let's stop here so we can finish up Kedusha tomorrow.